Welcome to Sword Radio. This is your host, Buffy St. John. Today's program is entitled Greed. What is greed? Webster's Dictionary says, acquisitive or selfish desire beyond reason. Interestingly enough, greed can creep up as stealthy as cancer. It can start innocently enough with a job or a new car, a house remodel, whatever the case. It takes you on and becomes your master. Soon you find yourself consumed with a job and you see an opportunity for advancement here or expansion there, and you continue along that path until it is consuming your time and sucking the life out of you, all in the name of improvement, advancement, or whatever you want to call it. Before you know it, your quality of life is diminished, and before long you find yourself wondering why you are tired all the time and your children saying they never see you. Proverbs chapter 1 verse 19 says, so are the ways of everyone who is greedy for gain. It takes away the life of its owners. We live in an instant gratification society where we want it now, and the bigger or more the better. The food industry has catered to our greed by deregulating portion control, and boy, are we paying for it now in medical bills. Greed can cause one to step over others in order to get ahead. It can cause one to take advantage of someone else's misfortune and call it opportunity, all the while leaving the carcass of destroyed lives in its wake. Proverbs chapter 15 verse 27 says, he who is greedy for gain troubles his own house. Have you found yourself always wanting, never satisfied, always searching, improving, doing, and never accomplishing, never ending the vicious cycle? Do you find yourself exhausted and questioning, is this it? Is this all there is to life? Never seeming to have enough? Isaiah chapter 56 verse 11 says, yes, they are greedy dogs which never have enough. And they are shepherds who cannot understand. They all look to their own way, everyone for his own gain. There's a big difference in meeting a need and greed. Sometimes we can talk ourselves into justifying greed, as it may meet a need in another, but feeds our desire of acquiring more. I love the second half of verse in Proverbs chapter 21 verse 25, which states that the desire of the lazy man kills him, for his hands refuse to labor, he covets greedily all day long. But this is the part that really gets me. But the righteous gives and does not spare. As the righteous, it is our joy to share and to give. Beware of greed. Be vigilant that it not creep upon you to overtake your life. Allow God to point out areas of greed in your life, and above all, give and give generously, which can be a great anecdote. Let's pray. Father God, Lord Jesus, Holy Spirit, forgive me of my greed and help me to be satisfied with what I have. Let me be thankful for your blessings in my life. Show me the areas that you want to cleanse and cleanse them. Give me opportunities to share and give to others as you have so generously given to me. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, that's all the time we have. I'd love to hear from you via email, buffy@swordradio.com, or drop me a postcard to P.O. Box 1695, Springfield, Missouri, 65801. Be sure to go to www.declaretheword.com for more teachings and helps. Until next time.